This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking Cavs. In the last 12 games, they're 6-6. Now, in the last 8 games, they're 6-2. So they had a losing streak. They came back. They lost 4 straight. They've bounced back. But still, this is not the big push you want going into the playoffs. And we asked, are you concerned? Should you be concerned? The only thing I'd say, Jake, is you were so good all regular season. I don't think it's a good way to end the regular season by just kind of knocking back and forth between wins and losses. That's never a good recipe for priming for the playoffs, but it also doesn't preclude you from once the playoffs start and everybody's back and going right back to where you were. I'm a big believer. Not that you can turn it on and off like that, but they didn't just suddenly get mediocre.
Yeah, no. Is there a team sitting at that potential 8 seed right now, or even 7 seed? Fingers crossed, not going to have to worry about that. But is there a team at the 8 seed that could finish there out of those bottom 4 teams?
That could give you a little fear?
Yeah, that like smacks you in the mouth, maybe punches you in the jaw, that has you to a point where you're actually scared, that if you're almost using that first series as a pseudo ramp-up period, that they could legitimately force you 6-7 games and even give you a run for your money.
Right now, those teams are Orlando, Atlanta, Chicago, Miami. Those are the teams right now in the play-in tournament.
Right.
I could, you're not going to like this. I could give you a scenario where the Cavs could lose to any one of those teams. Do I think it's likely? No, I don't. No, I think the Cavs should knock out whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs and move on. And I wouldn't be overly concerned about it. But I always hate playing Miami.
Yeah.
Chicago's played better recently. Chicago's been better. Atlanta beat the Cavs twice this year, but DeAndre Hunter was wearing another uniform, the Hawk uniform at the time. And Orlando's a good young team. I wouldn't want to mess with Atlanta or with Orlando, if you want to know the truth. But Do they scare me if I'm the Cavs? No, they don't scare me.
Yeah, none of those teams I look at and I go, they could really keep up with the Cavs in a 7-game series. Like, even Orlando, who's beat you on national television this year and obviously last year, everything included, the worst 3-point shooting team in the entire league. And when they beat you on that Sunday a few weeks ago, they shot like 41% from three. They're not going to do that for 7 games, 4 games, 5. That's a 1 game, maybe 2 game stretch where they do that, and that's it.
Everybody else who's in the East, Boston, New York, Indiana, Milwaukee, even Detroit, yeah, they concern me. Yeah. Wayne's in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Wayne.
What's going on, Wayne?
Good day, guys. Hope everything's well.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm trying to keep my chin up about the Cavs, but yes, I'm concerned. I believe coach has been resting guys for about a month and a half. The other point I would bring up is that these guys are not making their free throws, and thirdly, the defense is just lacking. Now I know they come to a game and they'll win one, they'll lose one, but I believe with all my heart they cannot go into the playoffs like this. They can easily lose to an 8 seed. We all have to remember, these guys are all pros, and anybody can beat anybody. But if you're the number 1 seed and you lack the killer instinct and you're just letting these teams hang around who do not deserve to be in the same league with you, well, you look bad.
Wayne, are those not the two things, though, that point to, like, free throws and defense that you point out? Are those not the two things that point to free throws, I would say, potential rust from sitting there resting, just not getting your shots up every single day, and putting maybe your craft within the game that same way? And defense is the place where you can be lackadaisical, where you can take plays off, nights off, where if you're not going to give 100% effort, defense is the way, which is why I look at this Cavs team and think, oh, they're coasting. They're just hoping they get the one seed.
Your point is taken, but the Cavs are ranked 13th or 14th in the league in free throw. So right now, this team cannot have... Imagine last night, if they make all their free throws, they win the game by 1 point. So in the playoffs, free throws matter. Every point matters. So I would say this. I hear you, but I think they need to step it up, and I do not believe they need to arrest a single ball player because they're ending the season on they look lackluster.
And, Wayne, that's the concern, Wayne. I will say 6-2 in the last eight games changes that a little bit, but I get the point because I feel the same thing. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Wonderfully well, sir.
It's a beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio. We got to take advantage of it while we can. I would say last night we ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw. I mean, you got a guy that went 7-for-11 from the three-point line, and I would say maybe defensively we were a little lackluster in trying to chase him off that line. And, you know, I would say, you know, us also shooting, what, 20% from the three-point line and falling in love with this three-point shot and Evan Mobley and Jeff, you know, I've called about this many times. It drives me crazy when we outscore them in the paint by like 20 points and you just don't keep pounding it in the paint. I don't understand,
Kevin,
why
quit making sense, Kevin.
Yeah, right. You got two phenomenal big guys. You outscore the Sacramento by 20 in the point, and yet you still are throwing these 3 points up, and Mobley shoots four of them.
10 of 38 on threes last night, Kev. 10 of 38 on threes.
It was horrible watching it. I mean, I kept screaming at the TV, pass it down low. They weren't listening to me for some reason. I'm not sure why. But
the one thing, Kevin, you said about like running into a buzzsaw, the only concern that I have about that is, are you letting these guys become buzzsaws because of the way you're defending them, you know?
You're making a great point, Jeff. I think that's a keen observation. And you get a guy like that, and you got to run him off the three-point line. You just have to. I mean, defensively, you have to. But I do share the concern of a little bit of a lackluster. I mean, this is a final stretch. I really would like to see us, you know, can he tighten it up? Maybe 7 or 8 guys at tops, that's it, you know? Those guys getting the minutes, getting back to what got us to the 60-plus wins, which is focusing on Mobley and Allen. That's what won us all these games. And if we're going to get to the playoffs and through the playoffs, you ride the horses that got you there. And if that's the style of game we play, which I love it and exciting, I love watching Mobley and Allen dunking it all over the place, keep doing that. And last thought is the only team that scares me at those bottoms is Orlando. Man, I tell you, woo, Banchero and Wagner and Sugg, woo, that's three guys that if I were to say give me a little bit of a shiver up my spine, that's the one team that does it to me.
And, Kevin, I agree with you on that. And the reason why is just matchup. You know, it goes back, it keeps going back to, all right, who do they have out on the wing? And could these guys really get to the Cavs outside, you know, wing player game? And – again, I think it's unfair to think we picked up DeAndre Hunter, he'll take care of it. That's not fair to him. He's a really good player, Jake. But come on, it's more than we made a trade. We picked up one guy who we like a lot. That's taking care of it. No, it hasn't. It's still a team, and they've got to figure it out.
Yeah, I would say that you look at this team, and again, I think yesterday they were abysmal defensively, especially on the three-point line. Part of that was Domantas Sabonis being so dominant inside that you felt
love that guy.
He's something
God, he's
else.
Good. He's but, good.
And they were practically having to throw doubles at him inside the paint because he was doing whatever he wanted against either Mobley or Allen. But then, yeah, you weren't giving playoff effort on defense there. You were jogging back to guard the three.
And see, again, that's one of these things. Okay, I would think you can go ahead and give playoff effort once the playoff gets here, but except That's not the really way you want to prime the pump. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. I don't know.
You even know what priming a pump is?
I've never had a pump in my life.
My grandfather had a pump in his basement, and we had to go down and pump water. He didn't have indoor plumbing. He had to prime the pump.
I never had to do that ever.
Yeah. Congratulations for you. Dom is in Cleveland. Hello, Dom.
What's going on, Dom?
How you doing? How you doing today, guys?
Great.
So my problem with this final stretch of the season is play your best players. The reason that we have been so good, and we talked about it earlier in the season, and their big streaks and the 15-0, nobody's playing extensive minutes. When you look at the rankings of the minutes played across the league, I don't even think the Cavs are in the top 25 in terms of their starter minutes per game. And Mitchell and Garland aren't even in the top 65 of minutes played per players. Those are our better minute play, our most minutes per players. There's Garland.
But Dom,
I'm sorry,
isn't that how they've been successful this season? Kenny said going right into the year he wanted to go deep into the rotation and keep guys fresh. I wonder if it changes come playoff time and if it benefits the team that these guys are fresher. They haven't had a real serious injury this year. I wonder if that's part
right
of it.
Right. So that's my point, though. Now you are fresh. You are so fresh compared to the rest of the league. Now get ready and start playing closer to the minutes or closer to what you are going to do in the playoffs in these final 10, 12 games. Start playing guys 2-3 extra minutes game because you are not going 10, 11 deep in the playoffs. You're going 8, maybe 9 deep, probably 7-8 deep in certain games if those games don't start out well. That's my biggest gripe in the last, let's say, month, is just play your players. I understand if a guy is hurt, you can't play him. Give him his time off. Just to get a guy a day off because, hey, we want to give him a day off, that's going to break up what got you here. It's going to break up the rhythm and flow of how you got to these 62 wins in, you know, under 75 games.
Dom, thank you very much. Is that valid, folks? Or should you keep doing it the way you've been doing it all year that's been wildly successful? That, and we have an NCAA championship game tonight coming up. We're going to talk about that right here on Baskin and Phelps with Jake Fulnick. Not on the evening show. He's in for Andy today.